Beth was talking about Tinder earlier, about how men with small dogs in small spaces, or large dogs in small spaces. I want to assure you, Beth, that I have small dogs in large spaces. I keep a lot of small dogs on the farm because I like to keep my hawks well fed.
Even though it's technically been spring for a very long time, this is the first day that actually feels like it, where I felt like actually going outside. So thank you all for coming out on that. We have a podcast. Just to like go and get this stuff out of the way, we have a podcast you can listen to. We have a Facebook page. We have an email address, friendlytownmayor@aol.com. It's a real email address. You can send us mail there. Do not send us any attachments. But I'm going to go ahead and bring up someone else is leading the parade for today, and I hereby welcome Mayor Beth Tompkins. Woo!
Hell yeah! Woo!
Hell yeah!
It's day after Easter, and we're all here. Welcome, all ye welcome, to this holy, unnecessary gathering of friendly town souls, even the gingers. I bless the rains down a friendly town. All right, so now that we've enjoyed our Monday evening meal, malt liquor and cigarettes count. Don't worry, I buy organic. We take pause on this post-Easter night to consider life, the universe, and everything. Sorry, I've been rereading Douglas Adams. Douglas Adams, Adam. But yay, these times upon us present great struggle and strife. As huddled, fearful masses, we look to our nation's leadership and ask, what the fuck, guys? And as befuddled, I'm not alcoholic, I'm just winding down from work, parents. We turn to our school administrators and say, we know you mean you'll accept 4 glue sticks, even though the classroom supply list says 8. But no, lo, it is upon us all, here now, to make the effort to effect change in the world in which we live in. So now we do not need to take up arms. We do not need to live in fear of nuclear war either. Nor should we tolerate subpar potato salad at our family reunions.
Preach.
Or accept the lack of NASCAR racing available to watch after Easter dinner.
Woo!
But it starts this Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, on America's most reliable news network, Fox.
Woo!
Daily F. Okay, pardon me. Constituents. Where was I? Yes. No! We should dig in our heels and look to the skies and reap the rewards of those many thoughts and prayers we have sent so fervently. It is time for Friendly Town to assess, induct, and revere its own patron saint. Yeah, that's the name of the show.
Woo!
Now, as I finish this bottle of golden holy water and wait for my blood alcohol content to lower enough to drive back across town on my Vespa, I, Reverend Beth, of the Friendly Town Church Athedra Gogosk, invite you to pay attention to the next slide on here, technical dude, because I don't have a clicker.
There we go.
So what we're facing, I invite you to join me and challenging someone to help us here, because we need reliable, trusty government leadership. We need prepared, encouraging teachers in our schools, except for Bogsworth High. You guys are on your own. Consistently tasty potato salad. I believe I underscored that point. NASCAR starting its season on Easter Sunday after lunch. And our profits to increase on thoughts and prayers. Deal, yeah. So now what we're looking for, technical dude, is we need a patron saint with punctuality. If I drag my ass down here at 7:29 on a Monday, you can too. We need a real people person. Look at us. We are indeed people. And it needs to be a people person. You need to be comfortable with small and medium-sized dogs in small spaces. That's just from my experience on Tinder lately. Apparently all bachelors have small and medium-sized dogs in very small spaces. Somehow that keeps you from scrubbing your toilet out. I don't understand. This patron saint needs to be able to manifest name-brand cheese curls to the shop and split. Because no amount of seltzer water and rubbing in a clockwise motion will get the stain out of my white dungarees, Linda. Fuck's sake. And our fifth requirement is that our saint needs to be able to eliminate our stress and our concerns so we can exist peacefully as a people. During our ongoing chemical war efforts to eradicate their citizens and then raise Chum Village to the very ground.
Yeah.
Woo!
Still, yeah. So I invite our first applicant to pitch why and who and how and when. I'll get home. Who will be our patron saint of Friendly Town? So I call to the stage the Honorable Ben Sterling.
Woo!
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Obenio, dissident to Friendly Town. And I think we're getting a bit ahead of ourselves here. I, for one, and I know I don't speak for just myself alone, I don't like being railroaded into choosing the name of some Saint Bernard before we even had a discussion about what type of animal we should be naming. Now, if we're going to have that discussion, and you decide it should be a Saint Bernard, well, so be it. But first, we got a few things to talk about and to consider. Saint Bernards are large, messy animals, and they eat a lot. And they don't live very long. And then you gotta have a funeral that makes the children cry, and it's expensive. And that's not good for Friendly Town's budget or our public image. I'd ask that you consider a goldfish. You can throw it in a bowl, put a little food in there, it's cheap. And if it dies, you just replace it. No one's the wiser. It's a small maintenance cost, much cheaper than a St. Bernard. But if you're worried about it, we can just throw up a webcam, sell a little advertising space, maybe even make some money. Now, I understand if you're set on a dog, but I'd ask you to consider a small one. Some wee little pup that won't eat much. They don't make a big mess. And they live a lot longer. And if there's a problem, you can just put it in a small suitcase and lose it. Now, I'm getting the impression that some of you are wanting to worship this animal as some sort of religious icon. I don't approve of such things. But if that's the way we decide this should go, I'd ask you that you consider our Holy Mother, who watches over us and who brings us the face huggers, that we can offer up our bodily flesh, be relieved of our worldly burdens, and help her offspring spread across the universe. Again. Thank you for your time. I hope you'll consider what I've said.
Well, that was the apparently Irish Ben Sterling. Goldfish are delicious.
Woo!
My 9-year-old likes the rainbow kind. I like the wet kind. That's weird. Next to the stage, the Honorable John Hurst.
Woo!
Thank you, Mayor Beth. I'm actually not going to be presenting a saint, but someone, as I walked by the Friendly Town Hummus Factory, the abandoned one, not the newly restored one, but A frazzled old man with a beard, like a white as snow, long as a ZZ, like it looks like he's part of a ZZ Top cover band. But he spouted some words at me, and I thought they sounded pretty saintly, so I tried to write them down as fast as I could, and I'm going to try to recreate his dialect here in front of you guys, so I hope you don't mind. Greetings, friendly town. I understand that you are in desperate need of someone with divine, heavenly protection to help guide you in this time of chaos. I understand the confusion. Every day you are bombarded constantly by horrific news, unwanted group drama, and sale prices that aren't an indication of a real sale. Only a small down pricing. I'm looking at you, friendly town grocer. You can do better on your bananas. Nevertheless, what you don't realize is that I've already been with you through all this, devoting my selfless time to help protect you with my graces, to give you a shell from the modern world. For you see, I am the patron saint of highly disposable media, and I am here to give you utter crap. For the betterment of your life, of course. How else does one expect to get through the week dealing with modern political climate, social media upheavals, and terrible memes spread from terrible people? I'm here to help guide you with the latest Netflix original, where one can binge-watch all of Santa Clarita Diet, curled up on your comfortable couch, chomping on your Cheetos popcorn, and a large amount of Frenzy of boxed wine. You thought it was pretty good, both the show and the wine. But when you ask your coworkers about the specifics, nothing comes to mind. Your mind goes blank. That is where I am with you, making room for the next show to take precedence. When the same coworker makes a high-pitched, piercing laugh that could be mistaken for a cymbal on a bad trap remix, you find yourself deep in headphone land, inexplicably really into that small-town crime murder podcast catered to a target demographic that hasn't updated since August of 2015. You even try to enter the Casper mattress code from the sponsor shout-out. It doesn't work. But damn, those mattresses come in a box. They explode. It's neat. I am there with you all the way. When you're depressed at the end of the day and you want nothing more to do than fade away, I deliver to you puppy videos that fulfill everything that you are missing. No, really, this guy is actually the one tweeting it out. He mentioned hashtag friendly pups for everything. It's like a recurring theme I've noticed with the puppies. So, but he says... you will find him there. You may not remember why or how, but I am here to envelop you in a blanket of forgettable things that keep you distant from the moment and keep you sane. Other saints promise you things that seem unworldly. Money, fortune, fame, 30% off bananas. All of those saints talk a big game. But at the first sign of failure, they seem aloof, far away from the actual promise. I am already here, and I'm already ready to welcome you with open arms. Especially with the announcement of the all-new season of Silicon Valley on HBO every week on Sunday night. And now, please enjoy the next ukulele remix that you find on the internet. Thank you.
The delightfully just as awkward as Steve Wozniak, our friend John Hurst. Wish I brought more beer money, Todd. Next up to the church stage thing is Josh Lampley, the honorable one, not the dishonorable one. Woo!
That's not part of my performance. Ignore that chuckle. I want you all to know that I'm here to put myself up as your patron saint here at Friendly Town. I am the patron saint of fitness. I hold doors for people that are too far away from me and make them power walk to me. Irish Ben talked about he doesn't want to be railroaded, and I misunderstood his term. Because to me, railroading is when I stay in an Airbnb far past my reservation and I try to dodge the cleaning lady for as long as possible. See how long I can stay there. I want you all to step into my spiritual gym, which is, of course, the M&M aisle at the 24-hour Weigel's. The cashier can't see that aisle from where she stands. We do have a towel service for when you work up a spiritual sweat, but all of the towels are used. We're at Weigel's. They don't have a washing machine at Weigel's. much like many other gyms, there are old naked men at my gym as well. But at mine, they beat you to the punch. They just hang out in the lobby. They don't make you go to the, the locker room. It's the best way to do it. If you're not sold on me yet, I have a couple more points. Lucky for you. We, of course, have a phone recharging station, but it is only micro USBs for people's vapes. The only music we want to hear is the sound of those dank clouds going up in the air. My holy water, personally, is a La Croix. For those who aren't French, La Croix. Peasants. They're available in the back of the bar. They're my personal holy water because both holy water and La Croix burns when I drink it. I don't know why. I want you all to go ahead and learn one of the quick sayings at my church. I grew up Catholic, so I kind of stole this from them. We chant in Latin a lot. So if you guys will repeat after me. Kyrie eleison. That was horrible. I'm making you do it again. Kyrie eleison. That was beautiful. Thank you, guys. That was just for me. There was no joke attached to that. It was just for me. I, of course, have altar boys. I know you were wondering about it. And my altar boys are spiritual spotters who wear see-through robes. And I know you're worried that your new patron saint, he may not be a cool guy. He may not be the kind of guy you could hang out with, crack a cold one. But I can tell you that I am a people person, meaning that I have multiple personalities within my one person. Beth was talking about Tinder earlier, about how men with small dogs in small spaces, or large dogs in small spaces. I want to assure you, Beth, that I have small dogs in large spaces. I keep a lot of small dogs on the farm because I like to keep my hawks well fed. And I want to assure you that as your spiritual patron saint, that I am a man who can eliminate stress. And that's because I give great hand jobs and not not one of those dry hand jobs. I'm not talking one of those Dollar General style hand jobs. I'm talking a luxurious hand job with shrimp sauce as the lube. Yum yum sauce. So there's a voting system. Vote for me as your patron saint. Thank you very much. Woo!
I'm going to tell myself that that was sweat and not yum yum sauce on my hand right there, my friend.
No promises.
Goodness. Well, plus one for cult leadership points, clearly. Good on that, but minus one feeding puppies to hawks. You got to break them apart before you toss them out there. Choke on the bone. Next to the stage, the Right Honorable Drew. Woo!
Do what my preacher does, which is beer on the thing. It's not as good.
It's old style.
Style's great. As tall as Josh. So I was going to walk you through my thought process of who to nominate as a patron saint. Thought number one was, my broad idea was just to pick somebody that would, like, be here and then pretend that they were my favorite. So I started with, like, I was going to do Monica. But I thought I couldn't, like, anything I came up with that you did that was, like, crazy would probably be less than the real things that you've done. Then I was going to do St. Thomas because it has the word saint in his name. But he's not here, and I don't know him. Then I was gonna do Tyler Sonnigson because he's like the host a lot, and I also know nothing about him, so I thought it'd be funny. Is he dead? He's also, I think, Jewish, right? I don't think you can be a saint. So I then turned my attention toward Carson Barnes, but then he was like debilitatingly injured and like kind of. So you probably shouldn't like make fun of someone like that. So I propose as our patron saint Carson Barnes, which is just interchangeable with anybody else. Did you know that Carson Barnes once rescued a baby from a burning building? True story. Did you know that Carson Barnes killed the stingray that killed Steve Irwin? He's a stand-up guy. Carson Barnes never memorized the King James Bible in Braille and then trekked cross-coast to Alcatraz in a post-nuclear apocalyptic Pan-American continent, slaying evildoers along the way. But I bet he would.
Amen.
If you needed him to. Carson Barnes has never once raped my mother.
What a man.
Did you know that Carson Barnes memorized every word to Dragostudente, which you might know as the Numa Numa song? which created in him a love for the Romanian language so strong that he began to study the Romance tongue, eventually moving to Romania only to fall in love with a troubadour girl named Irina. Their love was pure and unfettered, and in Carson's brief few weeks in Romania, it's as if he existed outside of time. Little did it matter, their love was brief and ill-fated, and Carson left the Eastern European country heartbroken and drunk, never to utter a syllable of Romanian again. But Irina was a great fuck. So that's a kind of card. You probably didn't know that about him. Carson Barnes suspected the Garrison Keillor was a dirty old creep long before anybody else. He got fired from Minnesota Public Radio. Yeah. Well, he knew it first.
Why didn't he say anything?
He wasn't sure. Carson Barnes, who in your childhood was relentlessly ridiculed, teach us now also to receive our ridicule with grace. Pray for us now and in the hour of our death, which I hope is soon. Amen.
Amen.
Good up for Drew Harper and his crappy beer. Just kidding, his is colder than mine. Much colder.
Did he not stay for the show?
Jealous. All right, so next on the stage, speaking of fun blonde people, Todd Lewis. The Right Honorable Todd Lewis. Yeah, smattering of applause for you there.
You can wait for it for just a second, John. Don't give away the surprise too soon. So, according to religious dogma, or at least the 1997 Val Kilmer thrill ride action movie The Saint, to become a saint, you must lead a life of noble righteousness, He must perform at least 3 miracles, and you've got to be dead. While there are many candidates which are worthy of admiration for the righteous life that they live, for example, Burt Reynolds, he's led a righteous life. He's performed at least 3 miracles, but he's still alive. Ric Flair, I've seen him perform 3 miracles in 1 match before, but the Nature Boy ain't no saint, and he's also still with us. The Bandits Trans Am still running, so it's out. I started thinking of dead heroes, and the only one I could think of off the top of my head was Dale Earnhardt. But I'm not sure if he's performed 3 miracles. He was just that much better than everybody else. You know, he did, you know, clean his windshield one time while he was racing. It's a true story, you can look it up. But I mean, the pass in the grass was more like Bill Elliott being nice. Let's be honest. Any true Dale man would tell you Bill Elliott could have sent him in the fence in a second. But that wasn't the type of man Bill Elliott was. But unfortunately, Bill Elliott's still with us as well, so he's out. And, you know, Dale didn't race like no saint either. You can just look at what he did to Jeff Bodine. So I got to thinking of other mustaches, and I thought, well, Davy Allison, he's dead. And, I mean, I watched the 1990 Bristol race, him and Mark Martin. That was definitely a miracle. Whew, that was a good finish. But anyway, I thought, that's the only real miracle I can think of. He was pretty good, too. A little bit better than, you know, the average pack runner. But that got me thinking of aviation disasters. And that's when I came up with my answer. It's Goose from Top Gun. Firstly, he's the moral center of that film, leading a true life of righteousness. Richness, also. It's a word I just made up for the goose. You know the finger. Yes, I know the finger goose. Oh, sorry, it does that sometimes. He performed at least 3 miracles. First, he gets Maverick, an unpredictable, hot-headed aviator, into Top Gun, the Navy's premier school for combat pilots. Second, he helps Maverick, a man with limited charisma and intelligence, score with Charlotte Blackwood, a sophisticated woman whose by-the-books personality is not impressed by juvenile daredevil-isms. And third, he manages to bed a very young and very southern Meg Ryan, despite looking like this. He can kind of, bonus miracle, he can kind of rock a mustache, which is hard for a man of that hair color and consistency. He's also dead. He was mortared when Iceman, who is also Val Kilmer, was hot dogging, and Maverick got caught in his jet wash, so he's also dead. And there's tons of merchandising potential. We can have Friendly Town Saint jets. We can have Friendly Town Saint flight helmets. We can have Friendly Town Saint jumpsuits. We can do Friendly Town Saint high fives, which is the real reason I'm pitching this. I'm like, I got the need for speed. Like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the holy film Top Gun. But if not, that's what we'll do next week. Friendly Town needs to watch Top Gun. Until then, I've been Todd Lewis. Thank you.
Hell yeah, forever and ever, amen. All right, well, I am mightily impressed with what y'all have brought to me so far to our cathedra. Gosk. Damn it, Tyler, why did that word have to be so long and beautiful? Anyway, speaking of people with weird last names, my last candidate is the one and only Honorable Sean Simino. Woo!
Brothers and sisters in Friendly Town, may I present to you my presentation? MCC Opidum Desiderum Patronus Sanctus. When I make this gesture at you, that means next slide for future reference.
Okay.
So I was thinking about the Saints that... I'm going to abandon that voice right away. Saints for Friendly Town. Now, reflecting upon it, I thought, well, some obvious candidates jump out, such as St. Genesius of Rome. He's the patron saint of comedians. He was performing a play mocking Christians when all of a sudden he saw a vision of an angel coming down with the Book of Life in his hands, and he converted right there in front of the emperor, and the emperor had him beheaded right there on stage. It's a pretty metal story, but I feel like it doesn't fit our town quite as much. So I started going into the history of saints and looking at, you know, what makes a saint a saint? What makes a powerful saint a saint? And, you know, you come across some of these stories from history where you encounter people like Saint Barbara, who is the saint of explosives. Quite literally, this is Saint Barbara. She converted. She was locked away in a tower by her father, and she converted to Christianity while she was in there, and her father found out. And when he came to kill her, he drew his sword, and she prayed, and a hole blew open. A hole appeared in the side of the tower. It exploded, and she escaped, and she ran into a valley, and some goat herds helped hide her. And when her father came, one gave her up, and so the shepherd turned to salt, and his sheep, his goats turned into locusts. That is also part of the story. And so then they go and torture her, but every time they torture her, her wounds heal. And then when they hear her father's finally like, fuck this, and he beheads her. And then he is struck by lightning and spontaneously combusts. So that is a metal story. And I feel like we need a metal story. We need to have some gore, because Friendly Town, we have a lot of dark events in our past. So I feel like our patron saint must reflect that. I mean, also, saints inspire pilgrimages. Pilgrims come from, you know, they come from leagues away to come and they come to worship at the site. Yeah, the pilgrims, they ride in and they come to worship these saints. They come to pray to the saints for what they need. And I feel like we need pilgrims. We need that tourism money to come to Friendly Town. And, you know, they come to these ornate shrines that are dedicated to the lives of the saints. And, you know, they come to touch the relics. They come to worship at the place where these saints lived. And so so I feel like I have the qualities I have broken down here. A good saint has to have been beheaded, has to have performed miracles, inspires pilgrimage, and has sacred rituals. And so I've been going through history, and I think I found the perfect saint for us. And let me paint the picture here. It is September 1945, mere days after the end of World War II, a nation that is still just starting the healing process. We're a little bit broken. A farmer in Fruta, Colorado, by the name of Lloyd Olson, decides he wants to have a chicken dinner. And so his wife sends him out into the yard, and he picks up a 5.5-month-old chicken, and he beheads it. And lo and behold, the chicken lives. I present to you Mike the Headless Chicken, the patron saint of Friendly Town, a.k.a. Miracle Mike. Mike the Chicken not only survived his beheading, but thrived for 18 months afterwards, toured around the country, appeared in Time and Life magazine, was a national attraction. Not to be confused with Magic Mike, despite how godly Channing Tatum's abs are in that movie. Miracle Mike was able to walk, albeit clumsily. He could croak, though it sounded like more like a gurgle. His owner would feed him with an eyedropper full of milk and water, and put little pieces of corn down his trachea. Mike the Chicken lived for 18 months without a head. It was a miracle. And then he died in a New Mexico hotel room. Mike the Chicken has inspired pilgrimages. Fruta, Colorado holds a Mike the Headless Chicken Festival every year.
They have statues in his honor. People come from miles around to come to the Mike the Headless Chicken Festival to worship at the altar of the Headless Chicken. They have figures in his honor. They wear the holy vestments of Mike the Headless Chicken. They hold wing-eating contests at the Mike the Headless Chicken Festival. For Mike the Headless Chicken said, "Take, eat, this is my body given to you." So I say, we need our own headless animal saint. We could go and just steal the headless Mike the Chicken, Mike the Headless Chicken festival for ourselves. That would take a lot of effort. So I propose, I have my axe over here. I have my hatchet. I didn't bring it up on stage, but I have my hatchet over there. Bring your farm animals to my house. I'll just start chopping off heads, and the first one to survive will become our new animal saint, our new headless animal saint. I mean, you know, this chicken survived because he missed the brainstem, and that kept the chicken alive, you know. But I feel like, you know, if I get a good enough, clean enough cut on, like, a sheep or something, something a lot bigger, people will come from all over the continent to see that, and we will have people in there coming to see, like, you know, Bob the Headless Sheep. I feel like that could be our next thing. So bring all your animals to me, and I'll start cutting off heads, and we'll see what comes out the other side. Bonus, all the losers, you know, end up in Friendly Town's meat repository. So that is my my pitch here for Friendly Town needs a patron saint. Thank you very much.
Highly articulate and thoroughly disgusting, Sean Simoneau. Wow, what a tough decision, I have to say. Not that one. So let's take a crowd vote, because I'm kind of seesawing here.
Wait a minute!
Man, let's just run through
what all the fuck?
A contender. My honorable friend St. Thomas has arrived!
For those of y'all who don't know, my name is St. Thomas Ledoux. I'm one of the producers of Friendly Town. That is my real name. I take a 2-week sabbatical. You motherfuckers are always trying to replace me. I don't have a pitch. I don't have a bit. I'm just up here to say that I'm pissed. I came here to do sound for the show after this. And what the fuck, you guys? It's not cool. All right. So to punish you, I've already called the police. Alright. I told them that there are a bunch of people impersonating religious figureheads in here. They told me that was not a crime. And after the last time I called them to the pile light, they said, "We'd really appreciate it if you only called us for real emergencies." I think they're getting kind of fed up with my shtick. So anyway, with that said, I'm really disappointed in you guys. I'm going to get off the stage now. Sorry for taking your mic, Beth.
Say St. Thomas.
Well, I thought it was a hard decision. But clearly, our decision's been made for us, because this motherfucker won't die. But my thanks to Ben Sterling. Round of applause, Ben Sterling. St. Goldfish. John Hurst and St. Highly Disposable Media. Right. Josh Lampley, the Saint of Fitness M&Ms at Weigler's or something. Drew Harper with St. Carson Barnes. What a load of bullshit. Todd Lewis with St. Goose from Top Gun. Hell yeah. And Sean Simoneau with St. Miracle Mike the Chicken Part 2. Well, I think the good Lord has divinely intervened and told me that my blood alcohol content is well below the acceptable level, and St. Thomas is still kicking, so we're just going to let him be our patron saint for another year. But thank you for coming out.
Mayor Beth Tompkins, everybody. I think we can all agree that The rule is, as mayor, whatever you say goes, and she declared it for real, that St. Thomas is our patron saint. So for the next year, St. Thomas, I'm sorry, but you are your heavenly EDM shows and dance music and techno. That's going to be every Sunday from you from now on for at least a year, and then we'll decide again probably. So once again, thank you guys so much for coming out. Thank you. It really means a lot. Like, I'm glad to see every one of you. If this was your first time out here, we have shows here every Monday, start at 7:30, open mic, and then the theme. Next week, Josh Lampley is hosting Friendly Town open mic, asterisk. I actually don't know what's happening for that, but maybe we'll find out next week.
Anything but comedy.
I think I'm good for that one. So, we have, like, comedy happens every day in Knoxville. You have, like, Tuesday, Casual Pint downtown. Wednesday, open door comedy at Scruggs City Hall. Thursday, you have Leaderboard.